The Gospel according to Luke.
Many thousands of people had gathered. There were so many people that they were stepping on each other. Before Jesus spoke to them, he said to his followers,
"Be careful of the yeast of the Pharisees. They are hypocrites. Everything that is hidden will be shown. Everything that is secret will be made known. The things you say in the dark will be told in the light. The things you have whispered in an inner room will be shouted from the top of the house."
Then Jesus said to the people,
"I tell you, my friends, don't be afraid of people. People can kill the body, but after that, they can do nothing more to hurt you. I will show you the one to fear. You should fear him who has the power to kill you and also to throw you into hell. Yes, he is the one you should fear. When 5 sparrows are sold, they cost only 2 pennies, but God does not forget any of them. Yes, God even knows how many hairs you have on your head. Don't be afraid. You are worth much more than many sparrows. I tell you, if anyone stands before others and says that he believes in me, then I will say that he belongs to me. I will say this before the angels of God. But if anyone stands before others and says he does not believe in me, then I will say that he does not belong to me. I will say this before the angels of God. If a person says something against the Son of Man, he can be forgiven. But a person who says bad things against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When men bring you into the synagogues before the leaders and other important men, don't worry about how to defend yourself or what to say. At that time, the Holy Spirit will teach you what you must say."
One of the men in the crowd said to Jesus,
"Teacher, tell my brother to divide with me the property our father left us."
"Who said that I should be your judge or decide how to divide the property between you two? Be careful and guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life is not measured by the many things he owns."
Then Jesus used this story.
"There was a rich man who had some land, which grew a good crop of food. The rich man thought to himself, 'What will I do? I have no place to keep all my crops.' Then he said, 'I know what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. I will put all my grain and other goods together in my new barns. Then I could say to myself, I have enough good things stored to last for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and enjoy life.' But God said to that man, 'Foolish man, tonight you will die. So who will get those things you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be for anyone who stores things up only for himself and is not rich toward God. So I tell you, don't worry about the food you need to live. Don't worry about the clothes you need for your body. Life is more important than food, and the body is more important than clothes. Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest. They don't save food in houses or barns. But God takes care of them. And you are worth much more than birds. None of you can add any time to your life by worrying about it. If you cannot do even the little things, then why worry about the big things? Look at the wild flowers. See how they grow? They don't work or make clothes for themselves. But I tell you that even Solomon, the great and rich king, was not dressed as beautifully as one of these flowers. God clothes the grass in the field like that. The grass is living today, but tomorrow it will be thrown into the fire. so you know how much more God will clothe you. Don't have so little faith. Don't always think about what you will eat or what you will drink. Don't worry about it. All the people in the world are trying to get those things. Your Father knows that you need them. The thing you should seek is God's kingdom. Then all the other things you need will be given to you. Don't fear, little flock. Your Father wants to give you the kingdom. Sell the things you have and give to the poor. Get for yourselves purses that don't wear out. Get the treasure in heaven that never runs out. Thieves can't steal it in heaven, and moths can't destroy it. Your heart will be where your treasure is. Be ready. Be dressed for service and have your lamp shining. Be like servants who are waiting for their master to come home from a wedding party. The master comes and knocks. The servants immediately open the door for him. Those servants will be blessed when their master comes home, because he sees that his servants are ready and waiting for him. I tell you the truth. The master will dress himself to serve and tell the servants to sit at the table. Then the master will serve them. Those servants might have to wait until midnight or later for their master. But they will be happy when he comes in and finds them still waiting. Remember this. If the owner of the house knew what time a thief was coming, then the owner would not allow the thief to enter his house. So you also must be ready. The Son of Man will come at a time when you don't expect him.
Peter said, Lord, did you tell this story for us or for all people?
Who was the wise and trusted servant? Who was the servant the master trusted to give the other servants their food at the right time? When the master comes and finds his servant doing the work he gave him, that servant will be very happy. I tell you the truth. The master will choose that servant to take care of everything the master owns. But what will happen if the servant is evil and thinks that his master will not come back soon? That servant will begin to beat the other servants, men and women. He will eat and drink and get drunk. Then the master will come when that servant is not ready. It will be a time when the servant is not expecting him. Then the master will cut him in pieces and send him away to be with the others who don't obey. The servant who knows what his master wants, but is not ready or does not do what the master wants, will be beaten with many blows. But the servant who does not know what his master wants and does things that should be punished will be beaten with few blows. Everyone who has been given much will be responsible for much. Much more will be expected from the one who has been given more. I came to set fire to the world. I wish it were already burning. I must be baptized with a different kind of baptism. I feel very troubled until it is over. Do you think that I came to give peace to the world? No. I came to divide the world. From now on, a family with five people will be divided. Three against two, and two against three. A father and son will be divided. The son will be against his father. The father will be against his son. A mother and her daughter will be divided. The daughter will be against her mother. The mother will be against her daughter. A mother-in-law and her daughter-in-law will be divided. The daughter-in-law will be against her mother-in-law. The mother-in-law will be against her daughter-in-law.
Then Jesus said to the people,
When you see clouds coming up in the west, you say, It's going to rain. And soon it begins to rain. When you feel the wind begin to blow from the south, you say, "It will be a hot day." And you are right. Hypocrites! You can understand the weather. Why don't you understand what is happening now? Why can't you decide for yourselves what is right? When someone is suing you, and you are going with him to court, try hard to settle it on the way. If you don't settle it, he may take you to the judge. The judge might turn you over to the officer, and the officer might throw you into jail. You will not get out of there until they have taken everything you have.
At that time, some people were there with Jesus. They told him about what had happened to some people from Galilee. Pilate killed those people while they were worshiping. He mixed their blood with the blood of the animals they were sacrificing to God. Jesus answered,
"Do you think this happened to them because they were more sinful than all others from Galilee? No, they were not. But if all of you don't change your hearts and lives, then you will be destroyed as they were. What about those 18 people who died when the Tower of Siloam fell on them? Do you think they were more sinful than all the others who live in Jerusalem? They were not. But I tell you, if you don't change your hearts and lives, then you will all be destroyed too."
Jesus told this story.
A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. He came looking for some fruit on the tree, but he found none. So the man said to his servant who took care of his vineyard, "I have been looking for fruit on this tree for 3 years, but I never find any. Cut it down. Why should it waste the ground?" But the servant answered, "Master, let the tree have one more year to produce fruit. Let me dig up the dirt around it and put on some fertilizer. Maybe the tree will produce fruit next year. If the tree still doesn't produce fruit, then you can cut it down."
Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day. In the synagogue there was a woman who had an evil spirit in her. This spirit had made the woman a cripple for 18 years. Her back was always bent. She could not stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over.
"Woman, your sickness has left you."
Jesus put his hands on her. Immediately, she was able to stand up straight and began praising God. The synagogue leader was angry because Jesus healed on the Sabbath day. He said to the people,
"There are 6 days for work, so come to be healed on one of those days. Don't come for healing on the Sabbath day."
"You people are hypocrites. All of you untie your work animals and lead them to drink water every day, even on the Sabbath day. This woman that I healed is our Jewish sister. But Satan has held her for 18 years. Surely it is not wrong for her to be freed from her sickness on a Sabbath day."
When Jesus said this, all the men who were criticizing him were ashamed, and all the people were happy for the wonderful things Jesus was doing.
What is God's kingdom like? What can I compare it with? God's kingdom is like the seed of the mustard plant. A man plants this seed in his garden. The seed grows and becomes a tree. The wild birds build nests on its branches. What can I compare God's kingdom with? It is like yeast that a woman mixes into a big bowl of flour. The yeast makes all the dough rise.
Jesus was teaching in every town and village. He continued to travel toward Jerusalem.
"Lord, how many people will be saved? Only a few?"
"Try hard to enter through the narrow door that opens the way to heaven. Many people will try to enter, but they will not be able. A man gets up and closes the door of his house. You can stand outside and knock on the door. You can say, "Sir, open the door for us." But he will answer, "I don't know you. Where did you come from?" Then you will say, "We ate and drank with you. You taught in the streets of our town." But he will say to you, "I don't know you. Where did you come from? Go away from me. All of you do evil." You will see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets in God's kingdom. But you will be thrown outside. Then you will cry and grind your teeth with pain. People will come from the east, west, north, and south. They will sit down at the table in the kingdom of God. Those who are last now will be first in the future, and those who are first now will be last in the future.
At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus.
"Go away from here. Herod wants to kill you."
"Go tell that fox Herod. Today and tomorrow I am forcing demons out of people and finishing my work of healing. Then on the third day, I will reach my goal. Yet I must be on my way today and tomorrow and the next day. Surely it cannot be right for a prophet to be killed anywhere except in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem. You kill the prophets. You kill with stones those men that God has sent you. Many times I wanted to help your people. I wanted to gather them together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But you did not let me. Now your home will be left completely empty. I tell you, you will not see me again until that time when you will say, 'God bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'"